in the lunchtime edition. The runway at the airport closed. All flights diverted after a small private plane crash lands. No injuries reported. Barbados visitor numbers for the Cricket World Cup said to be exceeding expectations. Arrival numbers for June overall more than 30% above the 2023 figure. Kensington Oval fully sold out for Sunday's Cricket World Cup finals. Prime Minister Motley urges full support for tomorrow's Barbados National Flag Day. Barbados Meteorological Services monitoring a tropical wave still tracking towards this country. And the St. Vincent Prime Minister summons senior police officers over a significant increase in murders there. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
A small private plane has apparently crash-landed at the Grantley Adams International Airport after its landing gear failed to deploy. No injuries are reported, but the runway is closed and incoming flights are being diverted, and no flights able to take off. The airport's communications specialist, Charlene Brown, has been briefing Starcom Network News.
The landing gear of a private aircraft appeared to not deploy. It was inbound from St. Lucia to Barbados, but the plane is on the ground. It landed safely at 10:40 a.m. There were two passengers and one pilot aboard. Everyone is safe. Any flights that were coming into the island are being diverted, and the flights who were not in the air, which were not in the air, are being delayed at this time. So once we have the go-ahead from the Civil Aviation Authority and the Barbados Police Service, who will carry out their inspections, we can provide another update for you.
Communications specialist at the Grantley Adams International Airport, Charlene Brown. Barbados officials report that visitor numbers for the Cricket World Cup have exceeded expectations, with tourism arrival numbers for June overall more than 30% above those for 2023. And Kensington Oval fully sold out for Sunday's ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup Finals. Noah Lynch, chairman of the Barbados National Organizing Committee for the Cricket World Cup, tells Starcom Network News the tournament has boosted the June tourist arrival numbers, with visitor numbers out of the United States being particularly strong.
36,600 arrivals during the period June 1st to June 23rd. That shows an increase of 8,586, or 30.6% compared to 2023. And therefore, if you know, we had said at the beginning of this exercise that we expected an additional 30,000 visitors for the month. Months that we usually show, June is a trough month. And when you look at it, 36,000 visitors up to the 23rd is really good going. Then when you look at projections in terms of what we're seeing to the end of the month, we expect to finish the month with the bookings that are actually on the books now at just over 38,000 visitors coming in for the month of June. And that's an exceptional month. That will be 7.8% up over 2023.
And Kensington Oval sold out for Saturday's finals.
Kensington is all sold out for the finals. Up yesterday, we were being told that the only tickets that were left were tickets in the party stand, maybe 200 tickets up to yesterday. But for all you know, by now those tickets may have gone. So we expect a full house for Saturday, encouraging all Barbadians to come down.
That's Noah Lynch, chairman of the Barbados National Organizing Committee for the Cricket World Cup. The finals in Barbados on Saturday. Meantime, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley encouraging all Barbadians to wear the country's national colors tomorrow, which is being called National Flag Day.
We as Bajans are going to celebrate who we are and why we are welcoming the world to our shores for the World Cup finals on Saturday, June 29th. Yes, I would have wished the West Indies made it, but even without that, we are going to know how to welcome people. And how do we do it best? We're going to do it best by repping our colors. You're going to help me, and we're going to put up the blue, yellow, and black, as Peter Ram asked us to do, because we want you to know you're always welcome back here, and you're going to have that image of those colors. So, my friends, let us help join and welcome the world here on Saturday, June 29th, but we do it in our glory on Friday, June 28th, with the blue, yellow, and black. Put it up.
Prime Minister Motley, taxi operators are reporting a slight increase in sales, though the numbers are not quite what they expected for people coming in to watch the Cricket World Cup. President of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood, tells Starcom Network News, however, he remains optimistic that the operators will see a boost in sales as the country hosts the Cricket World Cup finals on Saturday.
There is a marginal increase in traffic coming through the airport. They're still hopeful. There's still another 2 days left. So hopefully we shall see a jump in the numbers, knowing that South Africa is in. We're going to find out now who's their opponent. And we're still optimistic. Not the numbers that were anticipated or expected, but nevertheless, we're thankful. There are quite a few more Indian supporters and Indians in general from the US and the UK as well. So we know that there's nobody that like cricket like Indians. So we're still hoping that some more would come. For the finals, we'll see how that pans out.
The president of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood, in the lunchtime edition.
The latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Barbados Lighting Power Company says they are ready for this year's hurricane season. This revealed by Johan Graves, the Director of Operations at the Barbados Lighting Power, and head of the company's hurricane response team, who's speaking during a media tour of their new substation that was constructed at a cost of $3 million Barbados dollars at Hampton, St. Philip.
As we come into the hurricane season then, at this point, we are basically ready to deal with any system that comes around this year. So we have all of our systems in place, and we are ready to respond. That does not mean that if they have an event today that we will be able to fix it within 1 hour. Each event is different. As you heard the team say, the first thing that after an event we come out and we have to assess the status of everything and make sure that we continue to work safe.
Director of Operations at the Barbados Lighting Power Company and head of their hurricane response team, Johan Graves. The Barbados Meteorological Services continues to monitor a tropical wave to the east of Barbados. Meteorologist Nkosi Monter Tate.
The wave and associated low pressure area are expected to track generally westward at 15 to 20 miles per hour over the next few days. The environmental conditions are forecast to aid in the development of a tropical depression or storm east of Barbados over the weekend. On the current forecast track, the system is expected to affect the island late Sunday night into early Monday morning next week. As a reminder, the public is advised that this forecast track can change.
Meteorologist Nkosi Monter Tate. Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves has summoned the senior officials of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines police force to a meeting after the country recorded 5 killings in the past 10 days. So far this year, St. Vincent has recorded 23 homicides. Dr. Gonsalves said the meeting will receive a full report from the leadership of the police force as to what they're doing and what additionally will be required to get the job done. Speaking on his weekly radio program, Dr. Gonsalves, who is also Minister of National Security, said the optimism he felt after the country's hosting of 5 matches in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup was tinged with great sadness at the recent killings. And Bolivian police have arrested the leader of an apparent attempted coup hours after the presidential palace in La Paz was stormed by soldiers. Hundreds of troops and armored vehicles had taken up position on the Murillo Square, where key government buildings are located. One armored vehicle attempted to smash down the entrance to the presidential palace. Soldiers later withdrew from the South American city. Our top stories. The runway at the Grantley Adams International Airport closed, all flights diverted after a small private plane crash landed on arrival. No injuries reported. Barbados visitor numbers for the Cricket World Cup said to be exceeding expectations. Arrival numbers for June overall more than 30% above the 2023 figure. Kensington Oval fully sold out for Saturday's ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup Finals. Prime Minister Motley urges full support for tomorrow's Barbados National Flag Day. The Met Office still monitoring that tropical wave to the east tracking towards Barbados. St. Vincent Prime Minister summons police officers to an urgent meeting over a significant increase in murders there. And Bolivian police arrest the leader of an apparent coup attempt. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp admin2-246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.